Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the news show. It is the 20th of March, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming for you right now in about 5 minutes. Nokia. Yeah. We're going to talk about Nokia. Nokia, actually HMD, have announced its first 5G phone. It's actually called the Nokia 8.3 5G. Now, yeah, we've got 5G phones from Samsung and OnePlus already. But the reason why Nokia slash HMD is late to the game, they're saying the Nokia 8.3 5G supports a much wider range of 5G bands. Not only on top of that, this phone's got some spectacular camera action, consisting of a 64-megapixel sensor and a accompanied by a 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera, plus a 2-megapixel macro camera and a 2-megapixel depth sensor. And if you're into selfies, well, that one is 24-megapixel. Now, of course, with a great camera, yes, you're going to get great video, at least, again, according to HMD. You'll actually be able to shoot video, they're saying, that's actually equivalent to shooting raw photos. Now, besides the camera, you're going to get a 6.81-inch display, a Snapdragon 765G processor, and a 4,500 milliamp-hour battery on board. The price point starts off at about $650. That's about 553 pounds, and will go up from there depending on what storage and RAM version you want. Now, yeah, a lot of people, particularly in Europe right now, are sitting home in quarantine wondering, what do we do? How about turn on the radio? Now, I'm not talking about those old things. I'm talking about Alexa. Yeah, you may not known this, but Alexa, they can actually play radio stations. However, though, the trick is you've got to enable it first. In fact, your Alexa device has about tens of thousands of radio stations to choose from. So how do you enable this feature? Well, open your Alexa app on your iPhone or your Android device. Tap the lines at the upper left corner to pull up that sidebar. Tap on Skills and Games. Tap on Categories. Then under Feature Categories, scroll sideways to Music and Audio. After that, it will show you several choices for music. Then type in My Tuner Radio into the search bar under Skills and Games and enable it. Now the hard part, what the hell to listen to? Firefox users, do you depend on FTP in your browser? Yeah, that old file protocol. Well, Firefox is going to remove it. Yes, as of yesterday, Mozilla said they have plans to remove the support for FTP protocol in Firefox. Why are they doing it? Well, completely for security reasons. I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there already know this, that FTP is an insecure protocol. And most people say there's really no reason to prefer it over HTTPS for downloading resources anyway. Not to mention, on top of this, FTP, damn hard to maintain. So, starting in Firefox 77, which will be released in June this year, so you got a little bit more time to use your FTP in your Firefox browser, you'll have to say goodbye to the protocol. And finally, back to those people that have to stay home and quarantine right now. Other than listening to radio through your Alexa, a lot of you are probably saying, let's just turn on Netflix. Let's stream some stuff. Problem is, though, with a lot of us working from home now, including myself, the internet, if you kind of notice, is a little bit sluggish. But the European Commission's kind of seen this. In fact, they're putting pressure on Netflix to say, hey, we need the bandwidth, so just stream everything in SD now for everybody. Yes, across the European Union, there's about 445 million citizens right now that are linked up to the World Wide Web, but they're doing it from home, meaning there's a lot of demand and an unprecedented load on internet infrastructure. To secure internet access for all, let's switch to standard definition when HD is not necessary. Yeah, it is all for the greater good. Can't argue with that. Though you also got to say that you can see net neutrality, yeah, it's kind of peeking its head in right now. If you got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is the place you can get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts, including this show. It's also the place where you can support this show. Head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can help keep the new show on the air. Find us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, or come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be headed into the weekend now, but we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.